Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thinking big thoughts, so you don't have to.
Thank you.
Here's John Williams.
Actually, I think we've already, by my count, had three. It's 2:09. This is John. We're here until 3 o'clock. Remember now.
Lord have mercy.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll almost certainly be broadcasting live Jeff Sessions' testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee. I want to live in a world where that isn't compelling, but I'm afraid it is. So there he will be, and we will follow that. And then if we get time in the 2 o'clock hour tomorrow, open it up to your thoughts, questions, comment, and dialogue. Previewing a little of that for us right now is Serena Marshall, Washington correspondent at ABC News. Serena, it's John Williams. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing really well. What's the... I have my own answer, but you tell me. What are the $64 questions that people want to hear Sessions asked and answer tomorrow?
Well, it's probably in the what will now be the most anticipated congressional hearing since last week's Comey hearing.
Right, yeah.
They are going to definitely be asking him about Comey's testimony. There's no question about that. They'll be talking about his contacts he had with the Russians during the campaign and as a senator. And remember that during his confirmation hearing, there was some concern over testimony he gave about meeting with the Russian ambassador not being discussed. He had to send in an amendment to the record. And there were questions whether or not he committed perjury by not talking about that. And so he's expected to push back on that, saying it wasn't willing, it wasn't knowingly. I didn't realize and think of those meetings when I spoke about them. But of course, the big question that's going to come up is, did Comey ask him to keep the president at a distance? Why did he recuse himself from the Russia investigation? And the million-dollar question in D.C., is he aware of any tapes?
In fact, haven't they asked the White House to, hasn't the Mueller committee asked the White House to turn over any tapes it has of conversations?
Not just the Mueller committee, but the Senate Intelligence Committee, the House committee, they've all asked the White House for tapes. So far, no answer. And remember at the press conference last week, the president wouldn't engage on that question. He was asked, are there any tapes? And he said, oh, you'll find out soon enough. And then kind of hinted when he goes and replied with, you'll be disappointed in the answer.
Yeah, I remember that.
Still a question of if they exist. And remember, nobody was thinking about these tapes until the president himself tweeted about it. But that's sure to come up during tomorrow's hearing as well.
This is so important, and the presidency hangs in the balance. It's disheartening to see him be cagey about the even existence of those things, you know?
It's interesting on why he brought them up, if then to not provide them, because it would clear everything up on those conversations he had with former FBI Director James Comey. So if the Attorney General knows of any, I'm sure he'll be asked about that. And one thing we don't expect him, though, to talk about are his own conversations with the president. So whether or not he'll claim executive privilege is still something to be seen, but we do expect him to push back on any conversations he had with the president since he took on the Attorney General role.
This is a little off topic, but can those committees compel the White House to turn over tapes?
Well, they can try, but the White House can claim executive privilege. And remember, the president isn't necessarily held to the same legal standards as a normal citizen of the United States, as odd as that may seem, because there is the ability to claim executive privilege, national security, and concerns around those areas.
There's no way there's tapes. There's no tapes. That was a one-off. It was a quip. It was a figure of speech. You better hope I don't have any tapes because it's your word against mine. That's just that's an idle threat. There are no tapes.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see until the White House decides to come out with it. His counsel that was appointed to deal with this matter also not engaging on the topic either at this point. At some point, they will have to address if they exist or not, but at this point, it's just unknown.
What is the status of the third visit that Sessions may or may not have had with the Russians? Have we nailed that down?
Well, he is expected to also push back on that supposed third meeting with Russian Ambassador Kislyak at the Mayflower Hotel. That was during the campaign. Kislyak was there. Sessions was there. And they wanted to know whether or not the two of them spoke privately. We expect from sources with knowledge that Sessions will make clear tomorrow there was no third meeting.
A lot of us have questions about who's telling the truth. Donald Trump or James Comey regarding whether or not he asked him to be loyal, whether or not he asked for help on Flynn. But does Sessions have an authoritative voice on that? He wasn't there, so he really can't sort of add to that, can he?
Well, they will be asking him, why did you leave Comey alone with Trump in the Oval Office? Remember, Comey testified that Sessions left the office during a February meeting. So he's going to ask, why did he do that? Why do you think the president wanted a one-on-one interaction with Comey? And was that did that cause you concern at the time that he made that request to you?
Sure.
And then remember, Comey asked to help keep a distance from Trump. So I'm sure to ask, did Comey actually ask you to help keep him at a distance? Is that true? If so, why did he ask that, and what did you say?
I suspect he'll deny that he was very involved in Comey's dismissal, because he was supposed to be recused from that process, right?
He was recused from that process, and that's definitely going to be a big question. What was your role in Comey's firing? Sessions wrote the president in May, forwarding the memo from Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein. Remember, he's listed on that removal of Comey. Was he aware the president had decided to fire Comey before seeing the memo? Did he ask the Department of Justice to prepare the memo for him? Those are all big questions that the Senate Intelligence Committee wants answered. And the decision to make this hearing open was at the request of the Attorney General, because he said he wants the American people to hear the truth directly from him.
That's great news. Serena, thanks for the call and the time, and let's visit again later this week.
Sounds good. Thank you, John.
Serena Marshall is the Washington correspondent at ABC News.